The board's approval came after more than 3 hours of testimony, with most people voicing opposition to the city's plan. One of them was Catherine Gion, advocate for the homeless and executive director of the Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery. Gion raised concerns of potential health risks, pointing to the site's past history as an ash and solid waste dump for decades. She also questioned whether the city's proposed 2 security guards would be enough to maintain safety at the Sand Island site.
To facilitate 100 people who qualify as chronically homeless, that can range anywhere from severe mental illness to drug addiction, or both, if you want to put them all together in one facility with 2 security guards, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Honolulu resident and president of Kokua Council, Larry Geller, also testified at Friday's meeting. He called the city's plans for the Sand Island site misleading.
This is not housing first by anyone's definition. The state is joining with the city in saying this is okay and this is something the state believes is okay to do. You cannot, in my view, escape liability for that. But more important, it's not the right thing to do to approve a triage center, which is in actuality a tent city.
City officials maintain the Sand Island Homeless Center is necessary to fully implement the Housing First model. The proposal is designed to help transition the chronically homeless and prepare them for more permanent shelter. The city is hoping to move up to 100 homeless people to the Sand Island property, which will include public restrooms and showers, locked storage areas, security, and a shuttle service. BLNR board member Carl Ewan believes the plan is a step in the right direction.
I don't want to veto an initiative like this. I think we all want to see something done that helps the situation for the homeless here.
In approving the city's plan, Ewan put forward a number of conditions. They included providing adequate security for the area and working with the State Department of Health to gain approval before proceeding. The city would also be required to conduct an environmental assessment if they decided to extend the lease beyond 3 years. City Managing Director Ember Shin said the next step for the city will be pulling out the kiawe trees on the property and making sure the soil is safe.
We're relatively optimistic that we can deal with all the soil issues. But if we can't, then Mayor has been very clear that if it's not safe, we're not going to go there.
Shin says the city is budgeting $500,000 to implement the Sand Island Transition Center for the first year. They will then evaluate the project and decide whether to continue. Molly Solomon for HPR News.